Here's a thought about selective color. Now, those of you who have been around Lenswork Podcast for a while and know my thinking about such things, you know that I've repeatedly said that this is the greatest time in the history of photography to be a photographer, specifically because of all the choices that we have at our disposal, from capturing images to processing images to distributing images. It's a fantastic time to be a photographer, and here's an example of that. The history of photography, of course, tells us that the earliest photographs were black and white only. That's all the technology could do. Unless you applied hand coloring with something like Marshall oils, there was only black and white photography. And then, in the 20th century, the introduction of color photography gave photographers a choice. They now had to make a choice based first and primarily on what film they bought, although there were exceptions. Did you want to shoot black and white? Then you bought black and white film, and you processed it with black and white chemistry. If you wanted to shoot color, you bought color film and processed it with color chemistry and made color prints. And although there were some adventurous souls that tried things like cross-processing, where you would process color film and black and white developers and vice versa, most of the time, photographers made a choice, either black and white or color. But doesn't that just seem archaic now, in the days in which you and I are doing photography in the digital workflow? Things haven't changed for analog photography, and that's great. I kind of like the tradition that's still available for black and white or color photography in the wet darkroom. But for those of us doing digital photography, we now have a third choice, actually a fourth and fifth choice. We could talk about taking a black and white image and tinting it to be warm brown or some such thing. We can take a color image and shift its color balance so easily and bring in some not necessarily natural colors. But the method that I'm most excited about is selective color. That's where we take essentially a color image and desaturate certain areas of it so that we end up with a mix of black and white and color in the same image. It's a bit of a gimmick. It can be overdone. It doesn't work with every single subject. But from time to time, it's really terrific. And one of my favorite places to use selective color is in skies. Skies, particularly stormy skies, will tend to be a deep blue in color. And depending on how much sky you have in the photograph, the blue can be a little overwhelming. But it's so easy these days to select the sky and then desaturate just that portion of the photograph, and you end up with something that looks, strangely enough, very natural. I don't think of clouds as being blue, although they technically are. I think of clouds as being black and white, and now I can make that in my photographs easily enough. But there are other areas that selective color can work. And one of the fascinating things that that does is it eliminates the conflict that we used to have between putting black and white and color images in the same project or in the same publication. Some photographers did that without hesitation. Others always felt that there was an odd clash between the black and white images and the color images. So oftentimes a book project, for example, was exclusively black and white or exclusively color. Sometimes that occurred because that was the photographer's chosen medium, but there are also many, many examples where the photographer works both in black and white and color, but tends not to want to mix them in the same book or the same project because they clash. Now, with selective color, we have a way to marry black and white and color images in the same project. For example, if you're flipping through a book and the first 10 pages are all black and white images, but the 11th is selective color that's mostly desaturated black and white with just a little hint of color here, it becomes a transition image to what might be more colorful images that follow in the book. Selective color is an incredibly powerful tool. And I like to think of it as an entirely new way of seeing and interpreting the world. Like I say, doesn't work with every image, doesn't work with every subject, and can be gimmicky and overdone. But when it's used appropriately and with a little bit of restraint, it's an incredibly powerful tool that opens up a world of possibilities that was denied all the previous generations of photographers, with that single exception of hand-colored Marshall oils on black and white images. Today's digital techniques are so much easier, and in some regards, even more powerful emotionally than Marshall oil black and white images.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.